Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The demonstrations, protests that have been turned into riots since Memorial Day have been promoted and exacerbated by the general mainstream media. Some could argue whether or not it's been intentional, but the constant use of certain terms seems to anger certain segments of society. The use of certain terms over and over seems akin to constantly throwing more fuel on a fire, in this case, a firestorm. Focusing on certain incidents when it's not necessary is also a means of contributing to that firestorm. Now, there are many cases when national law enforcement agents stop citizens every day. Generally speaking, most stops result in nothing more than a citation, and that's it. Understandably, those stops never make the news, nor should they. Rarely there are confrontations that are born from these stops, and more than not, these confrontations are the result of some kind of action by the person being stopped, not by the police. Rarely are stops that result in confrontations newsworthy. The confrontations are over in just a few minutes, and life goes on. Occasionally, there's a case when the violent confrontations result in a life being lost. Doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. The so-called victims in these cases are all from racial cross-sections of society. But when the person's death by police happens to be black or perhaps Latino, the immediate focus by the media is on the person's race or ethnicity. If a white person dies in one of these confrontations, the media rarely mentions the incident if it's ever mentioned. It's just a non-issue. But when the incident involves a black person, that becomes the highlight of the story. And why is that being done? Obviously to foment racial unrest and promote blowback to law enforcement for just attempting to enforce the law. What is the point of having a Nevada newspaper story mention that someone who died in a traffic stop in a small southern or midwestern town was black? Immediately, that becomes the focus of the story and results in demonstrations popping up nationally and well before all the facts are known. So is there any question as to what the reasoning is behind always adding that fact when it involves one segment of society? There's another added point to this equation. Normally, ESPN only shows the Honor Guard and singing of the Star Spangled Banner prior to the games. However, for the opening Monday Night Football doubleheader, ESPN also televised the so-called Black National Anthem. In addition, they announced that they intended to also show social justice movements and actions as they happen. This is what the ESPN executive vice president told reporters, quote, "We don't see the social justice movement as being political. It's just social justice," end of quote. So with the viewership of professional sports on the decline, the media in conjunction with professional sports leaders have decided to alienate a huge segment of society. How smart is that? The decisions being made by media and professional sports not only alienate people, but also have the effect of reinvigorating the anger that's already permeating society. It reinforces mass anger and gives that anger a great sense of legitimacy. Let's be very clear. There's a political undertone to all of this. Specifically mentioning one specific race when it involves the death of a person who is engaged by the police is unconscionable. Having a network such as ESPN go out of its way to polarize society is also an unconscionable action. The public has got to let its displeasure be known. It's doing so by turning off those particular professional sports that are going all-out political. Newspaper subscriptions nationally are at an all-time low. Will the media and professional sports get the message? Only time will tell. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.